In Pakistan, it was a day of grief and anger following yesterday's suicide bomb attack at a public park in Lahore. The blast on Easter Sunday left more than 70 people dead and 300 injured. At sunset tonight, a crowd gathered for a candlelight vigil to remember the victims. NPR's Philip Reeves was there, and he is with us now. And Phil, we're hearing people at that vigil. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying that an attack on one of us is an attack on us all. Muslims and Christians, including many children, were killed and injured in this bombing. But the people who claimed responsibility for it, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, say they were targeting Christians who are out in the park enjoying Easter Sunday. So this vigil is expressing solidarity with Pakistan's Christian minority who've long been the victim of sectarian attacks.
So solidarity, mourning. Are there other emotions at play as well?
Well, people here are generally outraged by this attack, and a lot of them seem frustrated with the government. For more than a year and a half, the Pakistani military and the security forces have been prosecuting a big offensive against Islamist militant groups. After yesterday's bombing, many people here are now complaining that this big crackdown happened elsewhere, but not here. Lahore is capital of Pakistan's most populous province, Punjab, and people in Punjab are saying that the authorities haven't done nearly enough. And that actually also applies to a much vaunted national action plan that was introduced by the government after the Taliban slaughtered more than 130 school kids in late 2014. Samson Salamat, who's chairman of a pressure group called Tolerance, was at today's vigil, and he says that round here nothing's actually happened.
The government need to be serious. There has been lip service for over last year after they made this national action plan, but there is no implementation. The banned outfits, even they are operating openly. At least they could apprehend them. We would like to give the message to the government that how many lives do you want to sacrifice more? And enough should be enough.
Some pretty tough words for the government. How's the government responding?
Well, the Pakistani military, who wield great power around here, claim that they've today carried out 5 raids in Punjab. They say they've arrested what they describe as terrorists and their facilitators and seized what they call a huge cache of arms and ammo. This announcement, though, was derided on social media by Pakistanis who wanted to know why now. I mean, if you know where these alleged terrorists were, why not round them up before? And so that's kind of adding to the sense of public frustration and also to the pressure on Pakistan's Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. And Sharif has responded tonight with a TV address to the nation in which he vows to eliminate terrorism and to protect all Pakistan's citizens.
You say the Prime Minister is under pressure. How serious is that pressure?
Well, his situation's complicated by a standoff that's going on in the capital, Islamabad. Several thousand religious extremists are sitting outside Parliament after marching in yesterday, and they're protesting the execution of a man who was recently hanged for murdering a progressive provincial governor who'd challenged Pakistan's blasphemy laws. This is part of a larger, rather significant confrontation between the government and the hardline religious right. It's a showdown that could further destabilize this country.
It's NPR's Philip Reeves in Lahore. Thank you.
You're welcome.